Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. There's one thing you can't avoid in any transaction, namely a relationship with your buyer. Here now to tell us how to build and make the most of these relationships is Sherry Gilson. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, My Little General Store, all one word. Sherry, welcome. What are some distractions that could derail our relationships with buyers?
Good. Happy Tuesday to you both.
Thank you.
You know, I looked up the word distracted to get an idea of what that really meant. One definition was having our attention diverted. And what it means is, do we get diverted from what our purpose is? We want to sell. We want to make money. But we need buyers. The other definition was rendering incapable of behaving, reacting in a normal manner as by worry, remorse, or irrational. And what happens is, we sometimes, those things happen when we're dealing with our buyers. We get emotional over it, or we're worried about something they're going to do to us. And so that diverts us from what our purpose is in the first place, which is to sell, make the customers happy, find things for them that they can't get anywhere else, or maybe they can't go out shopping. Whatever it is, people want to shop online, and we don't want to hinder that.
How long have you been selling on eBay, Sherry?
Almost 13 years now.
So, in our, do you think, do you know, I've met people who actually have contempt for their buyers.
No.
Have you run into that, Sherry?
Yeah. Yeah.
They actually...
And that's... Yeah.
Go ahead.
They do. Yeah, they do. And that was one of the things about what hinders us. And that is thinking that our buyers are out to get us and cause us grief. And they see them as their enemy. And in every situation that we deal with, you know, rather... I mean, there's been a lot of conversation about best offers lately. Of course, negative feedback. Those are all these things that people are placing more importance on that than they are placing on the people. And that's what happens, is that they get this feeling that they're the enemy. And that's so not true. I've heard this, I read this, that's the way some talk about eBay. As if eBay is their big enemy there, and they don't want them to succeed. And that is crazy, because the relationships that they can build would be so much more beneficial than feeling that way all the time.
So what should we focus on in building relationships with our buyers?
Donuts.
That'll do it.
No. Yeah, donuts. Well, how about some chocolate in their packages?
Yeah, it all works for me.
And we do that. We've been doing that for years, where we do send a little piece of chocolate in a plastic bag with our orders. But here's something that I really enjoy doing. Number one is, when somebody gives me a feedback, I like to respond back to them and thank them for taking the time to give me a feedback, because we know not everybody does that.
You know, I like that, because that lets them know, a buyer know, that the next time they should, you know, leave feedback.
Well, that's what I felt, is that, you know, that's...
What do you think, Griff? Thanking them for the feedback. I know you don't like it we ask for it.
No, thanking them, I think there's nothing wrong with that at all. In fact, who doesn't like to be thanked?
Exactly.
It's kind of a no-brainer, really.
I know. I like it a lot. Do you thank yours, Griff?
Yeah, sure I do.
No, you don't. That's the ticket. Yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah.
You just taught him something.
I thank all my buyers for the...
Sherry, you just taught the great Griff something.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It does take time. I do admit that, you know, out of a busy day, it takes some time to do that. But I try in the mornings to go through, see any of the new feedbacks. And just a quick note, and sometimes I have kind of the same thing almost copied, so I can just put that in there and add their name. But I do personally appreciate a feedback. I don't expect it, but if they take the time to do it. But you know what? We want to make people feel like they're people and not like they're just a number out in cyberspace. And that's what the challenge is sometimes, is that they're on the other side of the computer. You're not really facing them. When you're in a store, in a brick and mortar, you know, you see your customers, you see them face to face, you talk to them, you build relationships. On the computer, it's a whole different world.
Hmm.
And so one of the things that I try to do is, a lot of times, if I see the city they're from or the town they're from or the state, and I have some sort of connection to that, I'll send them a little note and say, hey, I used to live there, or my brother lives in that area, or, you know, something that I can relate to them. And we get great communication going back and forth. Again, I know it takes time, but that's what I like to do. And so if I can find something in common with somebody, just a little thing. In fact, I used to teach a class on how to do this, and in 5 minutes I would show people how I could find something in common with someone within a five-minute period, just by asking a few questions and talking to them. And every time it would work. Every single time I'd find something in common. But I'm paying attention to that other person.
So how do you handle a difficult buyer? Sherry, you sound like the sweetest person in the world.
Oh, Sherry's a doll.
Do you ever get upset?
Ask my husband. I'm pretty good at faking it, I think. You know what? I love people. I really do. That's the thing that I like to do the most, is to interact with people. And, yeah, there are times when what will happen is, if I'll get something, an unhappy customer, you know, it'll catch me for a minute. But then I know that I need to walk away and deal with it later. Because later on, it's not such a big deal.
I don't know if you heard our show earlier, but we had on Dr. David Gruder, who is all about integrity. And today he was talking about developing ourselves so that we can be the best entrepreneur we can possibly be. And he did mention that entrepreneurs tend to, and it makes sense, to carry over places in their makeup where they're not as advanced as they should be, or developed as they should be as a person. Griff, that's why so many people get so PO'd. Instead of relaxing first and calming down, they do something awful when a seller makes them uncomfortable. Sherry probably handled her children that way too, right, Sherry? Did you think first before you acted?
Well, if I'd have had children, I would.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
So, then that's okay. I am the aunt of 38 nieces and nephews, though.
Okay. So. And you've babysat for them. And you have And you have a husband, and God knows they can drive you nuts.
Because my sister is 16 years younger than me.
Okay.
So I pretty much almost raised her, so.
So you stay calm, and then you take care of the situation, which is the way you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, and you know what? I have to think about what's going on in that person's life also. You know, they're people. They have situations. They have challenges. Maybe they've just had a really bad day. We don't know what is going on the other side. And we need to reach out to them sometimes, especially when they do give us some kind of a bad vibe, and find out. And, you know, for us, every time that we've ever had a situation where somebody has been a little snarky about something, if we go back and work on developing a relationship with them, it makes all the difference in the world, and they just, like, calm down. Isn't it Dale Carnegie said that you can get more with honey than you can, what was it, with vinegar or something?
I don't think that was him, but yes, he did. That was his, that was underneath what he taught.
That's right. Yeah. Although I hear if you mix honey and vinegar together, it can make a lovely salad dressing.
I'm sure.
It does. It was a little mustard in it.
What about the really bad people? Are there buyer relationships that can't be saved?
I don't believe there is, really. I don't believe there is if you stop and think about it and look through what the situation is. You know what? We just had a situation where it was a very bad situation, and thank you very much, but it got taken care of. But it was just, it was a situation where the person on the other end was like a crook. But, you know, I just...
She's even so nice, she said like a crook.
Yeah.
Instead of a crook.
Well, kind of. But you know what? It's all right. It's every day. It's the things that we deal with every day. We just have to learn that life is short, and we're blessed with, and we want to make the most of each day.
We've been speaking with. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say one of the things that I heard not too long ago was that people are more important than my view.
It's true. Well, I agree with that.
We've been speaking with Sherry Gilson, who's known on eBay as Top Rated Seller, My Little General Store. How long have you been selling on eBay, Sherry?
Almost 13 years now.
Oh.
Which is hard to believe.
Long time. Sherry, thanks for joining us today and reminding us about our relationships with buyers.
This segment was sponsored by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Our lines are open for open phones. 888-723-4630. Talk eBay with us on eBay Radio.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition, and we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.